So first, as we're getting started on the paper, I would tell you this. You know, the paper speaks to an aging demographic in Texas and in America, and certainly that's true. I find myself being part of that demographic, as maybe some of you may be as well. And so I'm reminded of the Dr. Seuss quote, that how did it get so late so soon? And that's happened to us all, I think. So I would suggest that you be aware of that. So in thinking about this particular paper and presenting this information, you know, I was trying to think about my career, my life, those things, and I was asking myself, how did I get to this place where after litigating for 25 years that I ended up being in probate court in front of Judge Herman and being before you on this guardianship issue? And I have to tell you that life's kind of led me there. I have some personal things that have happened in my life that I think were very important and instrumental to me being prepared to present something like this to you. I had my mother developed Alzheimer's as a result of a surgery that she had in which she was deprived of oxygen for some period of time in the surgery. It was, I don't think it was necessarily anyone's fault, but the truth of the matter is what the doctors thought was going to be about a 2-hour surgery turned into about a 4-hour surgery. And I found out through that process that being deprived of oxygen at that level for that period of time can induce those type of problems. As a result, she needed help. But that's not the only issue. I have a mother-in-law, an 89-year-old mother-in-law. You may have clients that have dealt with issues like this. My mother-in-law is mentally as sharp as probably anybody in this room, but she is physically incapable of driving. She shouldn't be driving. She doesn't have the strength to drive. She doesn't have the agility to drive. And as a result, her family, my wife's family, is trying to make decisions about taking the keys from her.